Interview with Wendell Stevens. The following letter was sent to me by Tom Nesser of Rochester, New York. He had read Gary Kinder's Light Years and felt the urge to write to Wendell Stevens, who did the investigation on the Edward Meyer contact case. After writing to Wendell, he requested Tom send his questions and answers to me. Dear Mr. Stevens, I don't know if any of your encounters with contactees touch on any of the following, but if they have, your answers to the following questions would be appreciated. Thanks. From all your experiences with contactees, do you have a theory as to why they are here? Yes, my friend, I have my own theory, which is based on answers derived in a number of dialogues with different Eastern Time entities. First of all, it is no simple they. It is an almost infinite number of different theys, from as many different places, on as many different varieties of business and interests. But they all seem to be responding to the same attraction, like bees to a freshly opened flower. It is now my understanding that when a planet reaches certain stages in its evolutionary development, such as when it is ready for the incubation of life, and when that life reaches certain stages of development and needs the next impetus, a kind of call goes out from the planet and solar system, which then makes it attractive to those who have matured enough and are capable of responding to this call. Those so capable and sensing this need, respond automatically, out of interests of their own, and they each undertake projects or missions of their own choosing in response to the general nature of the call. It seems that one or another Eastern Time civilization is and has been involved with Earth in one way or another ever since life came into being here. What do you think the governments know? Who knows in our government? Why no official mention? Certainly the governments know, all governments know very well. If one man like myself, or Lucius Farish, or Tom Adams can collect all we have in our files, and have interviewed all the people we have on these matters, and have walked over the sites, and tested the evidence available to our satisfaction, and found real and substantial truths that endure, then think what a big government like the United States, with tens of thousands of investigators, and hundreds of thousands more information collectors, could have, and does have in its files. I would guess that their amount of information would exceed that of any of us single researchers by more than a thousandfold. It is utterly ridiculous to even think that they could have missed what we find all the time, and frequently we find that the government investigators have been there before us, in this respect in UFO crash at Aztec by myself. And William Steinman, you will see what I mean by the vast amount of information this government has been withholding from us for nearly 60 years, and they have quite successfully covered it all up for generations. I think the reasons for withholding such information by our government will be self-evident there, and it does in fact have to do with the use we are making of the information our government has derived from the evidence they hold. Will they stop us from blowing ourselves to pieces, as it seems inevitable? Do they predict when we will destroy ourselves? I do not think many will stop us from blowing ourselves and our planet to bits if that is what we choose to do. They say we create our own universe and our destiny every day of our lives, and that they are aware of nobody coming from anywhere to save us from ourselves. Their position is that if we are an aberrant species, a danger to others, that is within the law of creation for us to eliminate ourselves. A few souls will be evacuated and will survive to remember our failure. They do not predict when or even if. If we were to be attacked before we could defend ourselves, some of them would intercede and protect us until we can do that ourselves. Do they say anything about time travel, back or forward? In some cases, there are indications of time travel, both backward and forward. Whenever we move in space, we move in time, and we can apparently do both at variable rates. One Eastern Time group has said that time and space are opposite aspects of the same polarity. I don't think we know enough about either to take a position yet, but it is an interesting subject to meditate upon. UFO contactees have been shown both past time and future time events aboard some of the abducting spacecraft. What do they say about religious beliefs? Were the prophets and Christ, himself, space travelers? Is the evil one based on evil space travelers who came here? What about eternal life, etc.? In over 100 UFO contact cases I have personally investigated, I have never found another planetary society which enjoys religious beliefs anything like ours, with the single exception of the Eastern Time beings from planet Omo. They are the only other ones who have a personified deity. All the rest have an impersonal creation, great source, universal consciousness, etc., within which they exist and have their being. They simply live the universal laws of creation itself. Many of those coming here have clearly said that ancestors of theirs coming here have been revered as gods, and were so treated by Earth humanity, and some of them show up in various of the great religions of this world. There are all grades of Eastern Time beings, and they fall into every shade of our own likes and dislikes. We call the ones we like benevolent beings, the good ones. We call the ones we don't like or understand, malevolent beings, the evil ones. I am not so sure there is any real difference between them except in terms of our own likes and dislikes.